Money 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Man, this is one that we used yesterday. And it's continuing in my series of what to do when your kids are at home.
Yeah.
You know, our kids, we have a trampoline in the basement, which is nice. You know, get in there and jump for a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Get some of that energy. I see everything on social media from, you know, putting on some noodles video or something the neighbor had on and the kids are dancing around, just getting rid of that energy, that pent-up energy.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes you have to make a game out of things, which we did yesterday with Ellie. We came up with a system, thanks to one of our other neighbors, where when Ellie does something good or does something kind or helps out and does a chore, she gets tickets. You know, like no different than like if you're out at an event, here's your one ticket, and then we try to draw. You know, we draw to get a winner. So
okay,
just tickets,
mm-hmm.
And she has a little glass mason jar where she can keep all her tickets, and then she gets it. Now, if she talks back or doesn't listen, or we have to put her in our room for a few minutes, things like that, she owes us tickets back.
Oh,
so it makes it kind of a game. And now last night she was all about it. Do you guys need anything? Yeah, can you go put this on the counter? Sure, Dad. Can I have a ticket? You know, I mean, it was like everything. I mean, oh, yeah. I mean, it was like I made popcorn last night. I know. Go figure. And she's, oh, can I put the salt on the popcorn? Like, and she goes, and I go, sure. Can I get a ticket? I said, Ellie, let me explain something to you. That's something you like to do. Everything you like to do doesn't get a ticket. It's when we ask you to do something or something like that. So
that's
now you might go,
fun.
What do you do with all those tickets, right?
Yeah, what
well,
do you do?
You find it's a reward system. So for 50 tickets, you can go get a Happy Meal.
Mm-hmm.
Or food of her choice. For 10 tickets, which I go, man, she's going to get, the way we're handing out tickets, you know, she's going to get 5 Happy Meals.
Yeah.
5 whatever she wants. And Meg goes, no, you're underestimating the next ticket reward, which is for 10 tickets, she gets a piece of candy. She goes, she's going to blow that all on candy.
Yeah.
You know.
There you
but
go.
But there's ways to do that, and it's things that, you know, you're teaching her something.
Yeah, that's good.
Positive that and how to be kind.
Idea.
And there's simple things, like if she makes it all night in her bed, she gets a few tickets.
Our boss does nice that with stuff. Us.
Yeah.
He'll, you know, he'll if we do something, he'll get it. I don't have any tickets right now.
Yeah. But it really does work, and that might be something fun to sit down and, you know, my wife Meg went on Facebook Live on her page, and we had tons of people, and they were telling, like, my parents in Arizona and her parents in Chicago, her mom were talking about things to do, like, oh, if every time you can, you know, FaceTime or talk to a family member, you get a couple tickets. there's just things like that was really fun and keeps them busy, and it keeps yourself busy too.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, when you're stuck at home, there's only so much cleaning you can do. And well, speaking of cleaning, make sure you wash your hands. I'm just going to throw that
exactly.
In there.
I have to admit, I've washed my hands more than I ever have in my life. I will admit that.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and it's not just the kids that we need to keep kind of occupied, and this is different. And, you know, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but I'm kind of continuing a series on that too, and just keeping yourself from going a little crazy in your downtime. And I'm not sure when that downtime is yet. I mean, like my day, and I think a lot of people can identify with this, trying to work from home and help your kids with e-learning at the same time is a whole new level of crazy. But when you do have spare time, I know we're all going to have it here where we're just trying to not get cabin fever. Bring on the books. Now, I know you guys aren't big readers, but yeah, just we have so many high-tech ways now to the Kindle and
mm-hmm.
you know our iPads to do some reading and find a book. Puzzles. Now, I've never been a puzzle person, but
no,
I have friends
that'll
spread puzzles out all over a dining room table.
Yeah.
Rearrange your furniture, like your living room furniture or your bedroom furniture. That makes you feel like you're in a new space. What a good time to kind of just switch it all up a little bit. Find time to tackle a home improvement project. Plenty of friends are working on, you know, doing some painting. And we actually have a little garage project going on that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the last one? Oh, Steve, you kind of indicated it, but have popcorn and a movie marathon, mm-hmm. or, you know, a show that you think, oh, I'm the only one in the world that never saw that series. Now's the time.
Now is the time. Right. Okay. Now, mine has to do with showers. Now, I obviously, we know what our goals are with showers. You want to get clean. But I didn't know all this about what a cold shower and what a hot shower can do for you. I mean, check this out. If you take a cold shower, that stimulates the immune system, increases alertness, prevents colds, stimulates antidepressant hormones, accelerates your metabolism, it frees up the mind, tightens skin, and reduces hair loss. That's all from a cold shower. But I like hot showers. Well, then here's what you're doing for your body. It relaxes muscles. It lowers body tension, alleviates migraines, reduces swelling, reduces anxiety, acts as a nasal decongestant, removes toxins from the skin. It opens your pores and cleans the skin. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's going to be a tough decision which shower to take.
Why don't you start off hot and then go to cold?
Yeah, then you could get it all done. No, I can't deal with cold
showers. I like cold showers. You do. When it's really hot out, like I'm sweating, I'm working out and stuff.
Right.
Just hop in there.
Well, there you go. That's a lot. That's a lot of information on what showers can do for you. But there it is. There's our life hacks for today.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's life hacks. Making life just a bit easier. 101.5.